Page 60. Measure number 24-259, City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure proposing annexation of 6.34 acres of territory into Salem. Question: should the territory located at 5002 through 5072 Hayesville Drive Northeast be annexed? Summary: approval of this measure would annex 6.34 acres of territory located at 5002 through 5072 Hayesville Drive Northeast into the City of Salem. The territory is within the urban growth boundary. If approved by the voters upon annexation, the territory would be zoned City of Salem RM1, Multiple Family Residential, and withdrawn from Marion County Fire District No. 1. Properties within the territory that are not in residential use would be annexed on the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. Properties within the territory that are zoned for and in residential use would have annexation delayed for 3 years after the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. If a property that would have annexation delayed for 3 years is sold, then the annexation of the property would become effective immediately upon sale. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 6.34 acres of territory, known as the territory, to the City of Salem. The territory is located at 5002 through 5072 Hayesville Drive Northeast and is designated in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan as multifamily residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be RM1. Multiple Family Residential. The RM1 Multiple Family Residential Zone District generally allows residential uses, including apartment houses and duplexes, bed and breakfast establishments, residential care facilities, except homeless shelters, playgrounds and parks, public buildings, community or neighborhood club buildings, and child or adult care homes. This zoning designation allows a minimum residential density of 8 dwelling units per acre and a maximum density of 14 dwelling units per acre. A complete description of uses, development standards, and other information in the RM1 zone district is available in Salem Revised Code, SRC, Chapter 148. If annexed, the territory is estimated to have the fiscal impact of creating an annual deficit to the city's general fund in year 2007 dollars of $6,165 based on development with an average density of 11 dwelling units per acre. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory in accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process, as set forth in SRC Chapter 66. This is a proposed annexation of territory completely surrounded on all sides or enclaved by city limits. For property not in residential use, the effective date of the annexation, application of City of Salem zoning, and withdrawal from Marion County Fire District No. 1 would take effect immediately upon the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. For property zoned for and in residential use, the effective date of the annexation, application of City of Salem zoning, and withdrawal from Marion County Fire District No. 1 would be delayed 3 years after the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. If a property that would have annexation delayed for 3 years is sold, then the annexation of the property would become effective immediately upon sale. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Salem City Hall, Department of Community Development, 555 Liberty Street Southeast, Room 305, Salem, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.cityofsalem.net. Submitted by Janet Taylor, Mayor, on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.